the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today is the third part and hopefully final part of my tegu care guide. So, let's hop straight into the tegu's diet. Now, for the first year of the Argentine tegu's life, they require a high-protein diet of meat and insects to fuel rapid growth, about 90% protein and 10% vegetables, with occasional fruit. Due to the smaller size of a young tegu, insects can and should make up most of the protein offered. Now, according to a survey of tegu stomach contents, adult Argentine tegus were found to eat about 30 to 60% plant material, mostly fruit, 15 to 40% invertebrates, and 20 to 30% vertebrates. Juveniles ate approximately 50% invertebrates, 20% vegetation, and 20% vertebrates. In captivity, use these proportions as your rule of thumb. Argentine tegus are omnivores, which means they should have at least 60% protein, 30% vegetables and 10% fruit. You may have noticed that I recommended less fruit than tegus are reported to eat in the wild. This is because wild tegus are much more active than pet tegus, and they use the sugars in fruit for extra energy. Pet tegus who receive a lot of fruit are more likely to become overweight. Now, how much should you feed your tegu? Hatchlings, which are 0 to 6 months old, should be fed 5 times a week. Juveniles, which are 7 to 12 months old, should be fed 4 times a week. Subadults, which are 1 to 2 year old tegus, should be fed 3 times a week, and adults, which is 2 years and above, should be fed 2 times a week. Portion size should be about the same size as the tegu's skull. This is especially important with whole prey items. Tegus don't really chew their food and can choke if given something too big. For safety's sake, always offer whole prey slightly smaller than their skull. Like other pet reptiles, tegus are prone to obesity, which usually happens when they are fed too often or receive too many rodents, fatty meats, fruit, or human food. Sticking to a schedule and encouraging exercise is a good way to keep your tegu at a healthy weight. Now, what can be used as tegu food? In the wild, tegus enjoy an extremely varied diet dependent on what is seasonally and regionally available. Aside from providing a variety of flavors and textures, a varied diet, more importantly, supplies a greater spectrum of nutrients than could be accomplished with a diet of staples. Therefore, it is your job as a tegu owner to provide as many different kinds of tegu food as possible. Firstly, there's insects. These tend to work best with young and or small individuals. Black soldier fly larvae, crickets, cave roaches, death's head roaches, discoid roaches, dubia roaches, earthworms or night crawlers, grasshoppers, hissing roaches, hornworms, which should be captive only, wild hornworms are toxic, locusts, mealworms, silkworms, and snails, preferably with the shell. Do not offer wild-caught insects, as these may carry pesticide residues which may poison your tegu. Now, next is meat. Note that whole prey items will always be superior to meat products, as they contain a more complete nutrition, especially calcium. You could use beef heart supplemented with calcium, chicks, chicken and quail, ground chicken or turkey mixed with calcium powder, eggs with a shell, raw or boiled, fish which should be suitable for human consumption and whole, crayfish or crawdads, shrimp, frogs which should also be human grade, mice, rabbit meat, parts or kits, only babies, rats, hamsters, gerbils, and sometimes snakes, non-venomous of course, and frozen food. Frozen whole prey items must be prepared correctly before feeding. Thaw it out in the fridge that night before feeding day. Before feeding day, then about 15 to 30 minutes before feeding, stick the prey in a BPA-free plastic bag like a Ziploc and submerge in warm, almost hot water. The body temperature of a mouse is similar to a human's, so you'll want the prey to be about 98 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit before offering it to your tegu. you can check the temperature with your temperature gun. A quick note about eggs. Raw eggs contain an enzyme called avidin, which decreases a tegu's ability to absorb biotin, vitamin B7. When a reptile can't absorb biotin, it can cause skin, scale, and shedding issues. Fortunately, cooking neutralizes this enzyme. And a quick note about fish. Some fish contain an enzyme called thiaminase. Thiaminase destroys a reptile's stores of vitamin B1, thiamine, over time. This can cause thiamine deficiency. Thiamine deficiency causes neurological damage and even death if not caught in time. Cooking the fish neutralizes this enzyme. Fish that contain thiaminase include bass, catfish, goldfish, herring, mackerel smelt, tuna, and whitefish. You must also feed them fruits and vegetables. Always wash fruits and vegetables before giving them to your tegu in case they've been exposed to poisonous chemicals like pesticides and herbicides. Be sure to cut them into small bite-sized pieces before offering. Vegetables you could use include alfalfa, bell pepper, cactus pads, carnation flowers, carrot, includes root and greens, cilantro, dandelion, the flowers and greens, greens such as collard, kale, mustard, and turnip, hibiscus flowers, parsnip, pumpkin, which should be noted is a laxative, so go easy on the pumpkin, rose flowers, squash, and yam. Do not feed tegus avocado, azalea flowers, leaves, azalea flowers or leaves, broccoli, buttercup flowers, eggplant, lettuce of any kind, marijuana or hemp leaves. I probably shouldn't really have to say that one, but you never know. Onion, rosemary, sage, or spinach. These foods can make your tegu sick or even die, so avoid these at all costs. Now, as for fruits, you can use apples, blackberries, blueberries, cactus fruit, cherries, dates, grapes, green or red, figs, mango, melon, papaya, strawberries. Do not feed your tegu citrus, rhubarb, seeds, or pits. These, again, can make your tegu sick or even die. Prepared reptile diets aren't a complete replacement for fresh food, but they do make a good addition to your rotation of tegu foods. If you want to offer a prepared reptile diet, make sure that it's high quality, no grains, artificial flavors, or artificial colors. And finally, here's a surprising one. Dog or cat food. Believe it or not, dog and cat food is also good for tegus. As a part of the rotation in a varied diet, of course, whole prey will always reign supreme. But cat food is best used with young Argentine tegus, and dog food is good for adult Argentine tegus. Make sure to use canned food rather than kibble, although kibble is alright occasionally if water is added. And avoid formulas containing artificial colors or flavors. Grain is fine as long as the formula is high quality and not too high in carbohydrates. The claim that grain-free dog food is best is largely unsubstantiated and may even be harmful, although that claim is still being investigated. Now, supplements. Whole food items are ideal because they're more than just muscle or protein and fat like human-grade cuts of meat. Whole prey comes with muscles, bones, organs, hair, nails, etc. and all of the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that a tegu needs. These foods don't need to be dredged in calcium or multivitamin powders. If you're offering non-whole food, such as shelled eggs, ground meat, cuts of meat from the butcher, etc., or other insects, then you will need to compensate for the missing nutrition. Specifically, you need to correct the food's calcium to phosphorus ratio, so your tegu can digest it. For meat, this means adding a dash of calcium powder. Insects need to be dusted before feeding. Now, just some other topics I'll quickly go by. Can you give your tegu people food? There's a simple answer for this: don't do it. Even if your tegu gives you puppy dog eyes and seems interested in what you're eating, this won't kill your tegu, but if you want to keep them healthy, stick to tegu food. But a long story short, you're gonna need a lot of experience and have done a lot of research. I always like to say that never take just my care guides as the only source to use. I fully recommend viewing other sources of information. Again, I'm no herpetologist. I get my information from a lot of different sources depending on the different type of pet I cover. For the Argentine tegu guide, I had to dig a little deeper than I usually do for a good reliable source. So make sure you really have a good source or sources to follow. Tegus are just not good for beginners at all. So it again, I cannot emphasize this enough, do your research. This is true with everything in the world, from fish to tegus to frogs to everything. Everything requires research. You know, it's taken me a good couple of years. I've been researching for the past 2 or 3 years now, and I've still probably even barely touched the surface. And new discoveries are being made all the time. As we captive breed more animals, we learn more about certain animals. For example, we didn't even know emerald tree boas went on the ground until we started captive breeding them, when we found out they are actually nocturnal and hunted mostly on the ground at night. But that just about wraps up today's podcast. Join me next time as I go over the pros and cons of keeping a reef aquarium. Thank you all for visiting my Exotic Emporium, and have a fantastic day.